ultimately what I saw, and I think most saw, were glimpses of our future on display today and some strong leadership. It's amazing what happens when leaders lead the way. If you have a look at Murphy, Cripps, Simpson, Ed Curnow, where they're on the stat sheet, and then you see the glimpses of all the young talent that we've brought in over the last few years, that's what you saw. You saw strong leadership and you saw glimpses of our future on display.
And so it was that Carlton records its second win of the season. And one of the young men that, so no doubt, much expected of, that Brendan Bolton spoke so lovingly about the young players, is Kieran Byrne, who's back in the side. Overall injuries, we would hope. Kieran, welcome to the program. Congratulations on the win. Must ask you, what was the instantaneous reaction, Kieran, when the siren went and you knew you'd recorded a very neat victory against the Gold Coast Suns?
Yeah, Tony, and thanks for having me, by the way. And yeah, it was an unbelievable final. Obviously for me too, I've been out of the game for 4 months and to come back into the side and to get a win and it was massive. I suppose it's kind of a big reward for effort, and we worked pretty hard down the year to get that win, and to sing the song with the lads was unbelievable.
Yeah, no, fantastic. And you do get to sing the song, and I know that maybe someone like a Richmond, they've sung it with gusto, but there's maybe some times that you just have one of those sort of, yeah, you know, we'll go through the motions, but no doubt a second win late in the season and really some good signs. It must have been absolutely belted out with gusto.
Oh, 100% it was. Obviously, we didn't get to sing it too much this year, but we all sort of see boys in the middle for the game, so it was a bit of fun. Hopefully we can sing the song again this year.
Hey, Kieran, there seemed to be a definite style thing about how you kept the ball off them. You had about 40 more marks. Was that part of the ploy of just trying to, you know, keep the ball out of their hands? Because they can play very offensive football.
Yeah, 100% they can. I suppose, Tony, we kind of we base our game on pressure and effort. So, and if we can work hard in the team and kind of endure through that and try and get the ball in their hands as much as we can, is obviously going to hold us in good stead to get a victory. So. And I thought we worked pretty well during the game, and we got the result in the end.
What about yourself? Who do you work with? Who's closest to you, as in, you know, you can read from and talk to and get advice as a player next to you on the ground?
Yeah, I've been there half-back, and I spend a lot of time with the likes of Keith Simpson and Sam Doherty, who's been massive first defenders throughout the year. And obviously, we're kind of looking forward to getting them back next year, but... been out of the game for a fair while, I've got a lot of vision with them lads, and I feel like that kind of helped me to transition back into the AFL this year.
You have, obviously, everyone knows your background from Ireland coming in. How do you reckon Patrick Cripps would go at Gaelic football?
Yeah, look, he's a star on the phone, but I don't think he'd be any good at AFL, at Gaelic football, sorry, because he's lacking a bit of pace, so yeah, I reckon he'd be a bit average.
No, don't you? The word average and Patrick Cripps doesn't sort of ring together. Hey, just on the Irish lads that come out and play here, I saw another young man. You must be thrilled. Is there a little sort of brethren together when you see someone like Colin O'Riordan from the Sydney Swans debut and have a really good game? Do you get in touch with each other and just sort of, you know, wish each other the best?
Oh, yeah, we definitely do, Tony. We actually have a group, a WhatsApp group, called The Takeover, which we kind of keep in contact regularly. And there's a fair few Irish boys out here now at the minute. And I think he's going on his debut recently, played Darragh Joyce and Christian Kilda. So, yeah, we always keep in contact. It's good to see them boys going well.
What about, I was really rapt for Mark Murphy. He's had a year from hell with injury-wise, and we just saw the class that he had. We know what Cripps can do, but Mark Murphy just, and the coach said about the leadership, I felt for him on the weekend because I thought, you know, you go through hard times, but to play like you did in that game and the lead like you did just shows his class.
Oh, 100% it does, and it's underestimated the work that Mark Murphy does around the club. He's been an outstanding leader for us, and you see on the weekend, he's just so calm on the ball and hard at it, so he's a very important player for us.
Lovely to talk to you, Kieran. Just the final one, and please, I hope there's a good story coming, but what was it like, young man, victorious in his sporting pursuit, Gold Coast, Saturday night?
Oh, boy.
Surely Brendan Bolton just said, here's some drink cards to go to the finest place in Cavill Avenue. Go and do your best, boys.
No, I wish it was like that. And we can't get too high, Tony, but we enjoyed the win. We got back to the hotel, had a feed and a couple of drinks with the lads, but it was pretty clean. We have to look forward to the game next week and see if we can hope we get another win.
Yeah, hey, nice to talk to you, Kieran. Just and obviously with the Gaelic football and the championships, do you sense there's a couple more boys that you would think, with the right amount of training and transition, are there one or two in Ireland at the moment that you've got an eye on that you're even suggesting to Carlton, have a look at this young man because he might be able to adapt very quickly?
No doubt there is, Tony. The more Irish we can get out here, the better. But there's definitely a lot of players But it is, it's a massive move to make out of Australia. Like, it's not as if it's just across the border, it's a 24-hour flight away. But, there's definitely more kids out there capable of playing. There's some good footy out here.
I wouldn't recommend too many.
Why?
You know, you get them out there, you might struggle for a game yourself.
Yeah, that's true. You better not encourage too many. Kieran, hey, well done. Nice to have you back in the side. Over your injuries, everything like that. Here's to a lovely month for the Carlton Footy Club to finish up the season. Cheers. And lovely to talk to you.
It's hard to understand an Irishman when the phone's not 100% tone. It's hard to understand him anyway.
I got absolutely got the gist of it though. But just on that, okay.